Bruchim Aboim to everybody, Parshas Beshalach. And of course, in this week's Parsha, central theme, one of the central themes is the Shira, Oz Yashir Moshe, after Klal Yisrael, see what happens at Kriyas Yamsu, Vayaminu Bashem, Uva Moshe Avdoi, following words, Oz Yashir Moshe. And I saw this week, and I must share this with you, what the Shlo HaKodesh, the Shlo has a Siddur, and in his Siddur, he writes, he says, before I even attempt to comment on the Shira, I must tell you, Mi hu zeh ve'ezeh hu, asher melo'oi liboy, who would dare to try and comment on the Shira? He said, it's so profound and so deep. And one has to know, he says, Goydel ma'alas ha'oimer ha'shira. One has to realize the great depth and the greatness of those who say shira, to the extent that if you actually say the shira, you'll be zoicha ta'olam habo, it says. Which is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says, whoever says shira in olam hazeh will be zoicha to say it in olam habo. So clearly, when we discuss the shira, we are discussing topics that are profoundly deep and have deep messages in them. And nonetheless, we'll Be'ezus Hashem try and look at one particular aspect of the Shira this evening. As we know, printed in every Siddur, the custom in every Kehillah is to say, at the end of Psukei Dezimra, just before Yishtabach, we say the Shira every single day. This is very interesting because essentially it's not part of Psukei Dezimra. Psukei Dezimra is essentially from Ashrei and onwards, the Prokim of Tehillim. And the Rambam, however, the Rambam tells us that Yesh Mekoymois, this is the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, Yesh Mekoymois Shenohagu, some places have the custom every single day to recite the Shira. As an aside, the Rambam himself actually writes, Achar Shemavorchin Yishtabach. This is not our custom. The Rambam describes a custom in which the Shira was actually recited every day in davening, but not prior to Yishtabach, such as we do, but after Yishtabach. Moreover, I saw in the Machzor Vitri, the Machzor Vitri is a sefer written by the Talmidim of Rashi. And he writes there that this is the custom in every single community. The Kol HaKehilos, he writes, to say the Shira every single day, Uminag Avoseinu Torah. If it has the status of a Minag, then it has the status of Torah. And he adds, not only is this a custom, but in fact, Tiknu Raboiseinu, Loima Imohem Shira. This is in fact an institution by Chazal to say the Shira every single day. Every single day. So clearly, this has very early sources, as I mentioned. It's not described in the Gemara, but clearly a very early minag described almost 1,000 years ago. Where is this perhaps hinted to in the Chumash? So initially I thought to myself, perhaps in the very words of Yashir, as we know that Yashir is the future tense. Translated literally, Yashir does not mean they sang, it means they will sing. So maybe this is a reference to they will in the future, meaning every single day, in every single shul. But it turns out that actually that's not the source. Because the Gemara in Yerushalmi, in Sota, says that it's a drosha. What is the opening pasuk in the Shira? It says, Oz Yashir Moshe, etc., etc. They sang a Sashira Hazois, Vayoimru Leimor. Let's translate those words literally. Vayoimru Leimor. And they said, to say. What does that mean, they said to say? Says the Yerushalmi, what does that word, leimor, teach us? Leimor ledoiris, for generations to come. And one of the commentators on the commentaries on the Yerushalmi, the Pnei Moshe, says, what does that mean for doiris? That you should say this, tomid b'chol yoim es hashira hazos. So, as I mentioned, it's not a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This does not come from the Gemara. But clearly this is a very early minhag, and you see that the Gemara even points to a pasuk, v'yoim ruleimor, they said to say. Meaning, they said it then, in order that it should be said and recited and sung every single day without fail. Shabbos, Yom Tov, weekday, Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, it makes no difference. We say the Shira every single day. What I'd like to discuss, perhaps for a moment or two, is a puzzling Mishnah Brura. And the Mishnah Brura is actually quoting a Zohar. And the Mishnah Brura says as follows. You should say the Shira Sayam, every single day. And you should, the Yidme Bedaitoi, you should envisage in your mind as if you are yourself crossing the sea. By the way, it is brought down that the great Mashkiach, Rebbe Chaska Levenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, his Talmidim spotted him learning Chumash when it came to Parshas Beshalach, and he stacked up two piles of chairs, one on one side, one on the other, and he walked through in order to literally try to the best of his ability to feel in a very real way Kriyas Yom Suf. But this is what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, that every single person should recite the Shira on a daily basis, the Yidme V'daitoi, and should envisage in their mind as if they are crossing the sea. But then he adds the following words, and this is what we would like to discuss. If we could just please ask everybody to go on mute. And then Mishnah Berurah continues, and he finishes off with the following words. And he says, if you say the Shira b'simcha, moichalin loy kol avoinoisov, all of his averas will be forgiven. Which is, of course, a startling statement. If you say the Shira every day, b'simcha, then all of your sins will be atoned for. Why is there mechilas avoinos? Why is a person zoicha to have his sins forgiven if he says Shira every single day? So what's very fascinating is that...
I will. I'll go to my office.
We could please ask everybody to go on mute. Those who are not, it's very disturbing.
Moshe iPad.
Whoever is called Moshe iPad, please, please go on mute. You'll remember from the Psukim that after Klal Yisrael sang Shira, it was the turn of the Noshim. And the Pasuk says, Vatikach Miriam Hanavio. Miriam was also a Navio. She took all the women of Klal Yisrael, Betupim Ubemechailos. Mechailos literally means dancing. Says the Kliyoko, doesn't that remind you of something else? Mechailos from the Loshen of Mechilas Avoinos. And the Kliyoko suggests that this is the source. They went out with mecholos, as the pasuk describes. Mecholos means mechilas avoinos. Either way, this clearly needs explanation. Why is it that saying Shiro earns a person mechilas avoinos? Person has been over averus, and he says Shiro, and his averus are forgiven. Clearly, as we mentioned in the beginning, the Shiro is very profound, is very deep, is very great. But what is it that brings about a mechilas avoinos? We do find elsewhere in the Torah this concept of mechilas avoinos. This is actually a Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach, and it says somebody who gets married has his sins forgiven. A non-Jew who converts has his sins forgiven. And the Maharal explains because these people have become a beria chadosha, a brand new existence. When a person gets married, he is a brand new existence. When somebody converts, as we know, the famous principle of Chazal, Gershon is Gayer, is a cotton shenoyla, like a reborn child. Somebody who is a beria chadosha, he is zoicha to mechilas avoinos for the simple reason because he's not that person who's committed the averas in the past. He is, as it were, born again. He's a brand new existence. This is not me. The person who did averas was a previous incarnation, as it were. But having become married or having converted and thereby becoming a beria chadosh, a brand new existence, there is mechilas avoinos. Does this have any relevance to the Shira? It absolutely does. Let me read you the words of the Medrash in Tehillim. The Medrash in Tehillim, very similar to the Zohar that the Mishnah Berurah quoted, and he says as follows. If a person says Shira, then he should know, Moichalin loy kol avoinosav, all his averas are forgiven. Listen to the next three words. Venase keberia chadosha. Venase keberia chadosha. Those exact words. Just like a gershon is gaya, just like somebody who gets married, somebody who's oile legdula is a beria chadosha. Chazal are teaching us, the Medrash is telling us that when Yom says Shira, you too become a beria chadosha. And the Medrash concludes and says, that's exactly what happened to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael sang the Shira, and the next words are, Vayasa Moshe Es Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu brought about the traveling of Klal Yisrael, which the Medrash says that is metaphoric. Traveling does not mean geographically. It means they traveled, departed away from their averas. Says the Medrash, there it is in the Pasuk, Mechilas Avoinos. So this, of course, still needs much explanation. Why is it that when a person says Shira, there is Mechilas Avoinos? But at least we have a clue in this Medrash. And the clue is that one becomes a beria chadosha. So if we can only try and work out why it is that when you say a shira, you become a beria chadosha, then I think we will be well on the way to understanding why is it that when you say shira, you have your sins forgiven. We all know the very famous Chazal, it's a Gemara in two places, both in Megillah and in Sanhedrin. The Malachim also wanted to sing Shira, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped them. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu stop them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how can it be? Ma'isa Yodai Tovin Bayam. My handiwork, meaning the Goyim, are drowning in the water and you're going to sing Shira? And with that, they were stopped in their tracks. With the obvious question that must be asked, so why are Klal Yisrael any better? Klal Yisrael sang Shira. Klal Yisrael sang Shira. So why are they allowed to sing Shira? And yet, the Malachi Asharis are not allowed to. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, Maisa Yodai Tovim Bayam. What's the difference? So there is an unbelievable Marsha. And the Marsha says one brief sentence. And he says, the Malachim wanted to sing Hallel. Klal Yisrael said Shira. End of sentence. The Malachim were stopped not from saying Shira, as the Gemara definitely seems to suggest. Says the Marsha, they wanted to say Hallel. Hallel was not allowed. Shira was allowed, but not Hallel. What would be the difference between Hallel and Shira? It's, by the way, fascinating to point out, as we well know, that on the whole of the Chag of Pesach, besides for the first day, we do not recite Hallel. At least, not the full Hallel. And the Beis Yosef says, do you know why? Because you cannot sing Hallel upon the death of the Mitzrayim. Very peculiar. Klal Yisrael sang Shira. Yes, that's the difference. They sang Shira, but not Hallel. So what is the difference between Hallel and Shira? Klal Yisrael were allowed and commended for singing Shira. That's not quite the same as Hallel. And moreover, as we asked, why were the Malachim allowed? They were stopped in the middle, and Klal Yisrael were allowed to sing Shira. So the Ksav Sefer al Atayra, the Ksav Sefer says as follows. Essentially, indeed, one cannot praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon the death of Tzadikim. There are, as it were, mixed emotions. On the one hand, the Kiddush Hashem, for which we would want to praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, Ma'isa Yodai Tovim Bayam. So the Malachim were therefore not allowed to sing Shira. Says the Ksav Sefer. But if the downfall of the Rishoyim brings about a Chizuk in Emunah, then you can sing Shira. And that was the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Malachim. Klal Yisrael strengthened their emunah. Vayaminu b'Hashem. Ubemoisha avdoi. As the Ksav Sefer writes, you can hardly then reject their shira, when in fact that was the whole purpose of the Kriyas Yamsuf, precisely to strengthen the emunah of Klal Yisrael. And that's why they were allowed to sing shira. He doesn't explain, but one could suggest that what he means is, the Malachim, obviously, there doesn't exist a concept of strengthening their emunah. Malachim have absolute clarity. They are, as it were, kaviyochol, together with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam b'shmei HaShamayim, kulam ahuvim, kulam brurim, everything is borur, everything is clear. There cannot exist the concept of strengthening the emunah. In which case, the Malachim have no purpose in singing Shira other than to praise Hashem. Well, if that's the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'd rather not be praised if it was based on my handiwork having to be drowned. We learn from the Ksav Sefer, a tremendous yesod, that the Shira was not merely praising and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it was coming off the back of strengthened emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdoi. But listen, Meirai v'Raboisai, to a phenomenal addition. I saw this addition, although not connected to the Ksav Sefer, I saw this widely quoted in the name of the great Rosh Hashiva, Godel b'Yisrael, Reb Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I saw this quoted both in the Sefer of Reb David Cohen and also of Reb Yerucham Olshin, the Lakewood Rosh Hashiva. He himself is a grandson-in-law of Reb Aaron Kotler. And Reb Aaron Kotler says a quite remarkable yesod. And we will see that this, Be'ezus Hashem, will give us a tremendous insight into the whole concept of singing Shira. He says, essentially, when a nes happens to Klal Yisrael, or to an individual for that matter, there would be two reasons to offer Shira. First and foremost, Shira v'hidoya, Shevach v'hidoya. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rescuing you. You praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his tremendous koichos. That is one, but only one aspect of the Shira. But there's another aspect. Says Rabbi Aaron Kotler, in addition to merely thanking and praising the Rabbeinu Shalom, and I'd like to read you the words that Rabbi Aaron uses because they are remarkable words. The second aspect, the second reason why one would sing Shira is because it reflects and develops a clear chizuk in emuna. His words are as follows. Af ma sheha'odom roya be'enov, even that which a person sees with his eyes, but there is a necessity leva'er la'atzmoy, to then enunciate for himself ma shehu roya, v'likvoya b'hakorosei. Rabbi Aaron Kotler, the Rosh Hashiva, is telling us that Shira, this is an addition to the Ksav Sefer, was not just said in light of the strengthened Emuna, but in fact it brings about a strengthening in Emuna. Merely to see, there's an expression in English, but it's not true. Seeing is believing. The Rosh Hashiva is teaching us seeing is not believing. Rather, when you enunciate it, you express it in your own words, then that makes that chizuk and emuna very real, very tangible. Where the person now becomes an elevated individual because his emuna has been nischazik. Seeing is not believing. Vayar Yisrael, they saw it, but that wasn't enough. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdoi oz yoshir Moshe u'b'nei Yisrael. Not in response to a chizuk in emuna, but rather precisely because of singing the Shira, that brings about a strengthened madrega in emuna. Says the Rosh Hashiva, as we mentioned before, malachim do not need a strengthening of emuna. Do you know why? Because malachim are always called oimdim. Malachim are static. Malachim do not go up or down in their ruchnius. Malachim are stationary. They are oindim. There is no change to a malach. A malach is what he is, what he is. And if the purpose of singing Shira is not just to thank and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather is to bring about a change in the status of the one singing the Shira, then that doesn't apply to the Malachim. And that's why the Malachim were not allowed to sing Shira. The Malachim, you have no purpose in singing Shira, other than to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inappropriate if it came about through his handiwork having been sunk and drowned in the Yam Suf. Whereas Klal Yisrael was much more profound than that. Klal Yisrael was singing Shira for what purpose? Not just to express their thanks and their praise of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but rather chizuk v'ha'amokas ha'akora be'emuna. In order for them to strengthen their emuna, they are not oimdim. Klal Yisrael are not oimdim. Malachim are oimdim. Malachim, therefore, would have no purpose in singing Shira. That would not be a verbal expression that would bring about a chizuk in emuna. There is no concept of a chizuk in emuna with regard to malachim. This is a tremendous yesod of the Rosh Hashiva. Of course, it's well known. The psukim suggest so. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'Moshe Avdo. Of course, it's well known that the relationship, the connection between Emunah and the Shira, it's obvious. But what the Rosh Hashiva is teaching us is that the Shira is what brings about the Chizuk and Emunah. Seeing is not believing. It's not enough just to see and to thank. But rather one has to verbally express that. Enunciate it. And that then clarifies, strengthens the Emunah in the person who's singing the Shira, and he becomes an altogether different being. And I think we can very obviously connect this, and everybody should remember this, Amit Hashem, for next Pesach. The Rabbi Yerucham quotes the Rebbe, his Rebbe, the Alter Mikelm, Kol hamarve lesaper b'tzias Mitzrayim harei zeh meshubach. What's the simple translation of that sentence? Anybody who is marbe in the midst of a sipesius mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach, that is praiseworthy. That's a wonderful mitzvah. Says the Alter Mikel, no. The person becomes meshubach. Not that it's a praiseworthy mitzvah. The person becomes meshubach, becomes improved. This is precisely the yesod. When you are Mesaper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, we all know the story. But when you are Mesaper, when you enunciate it, you verbalize it, Harei Zeh Meshubach, you become not just a praiseworthy, but an improved person. You become, in fact, something different. You become something different. The Ksav Sofer taught us that the Shira of Klal Yisrael was based on the Emunah. But the Rosh Hashiva of Kotel is adding that in fact, by singing the Shira, one strengthens one's Emunah. Unlike a Malach who can never change, he's an Oymed, he's static, he's stationary, we are not Oymdim, we are Hoylchim. We're forever on the move. And by singing Shira, we become Meshubach. We become greater people. And maybe that's what it means. That the Malachim wanted to sing Hallel. Hallel in which they wanted to express their thanksgiving and praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has no purpose and therefore no place. If Ma'aseh Yodai Tovim Bayam. But Klal Yisrael wanted to sing Shira. Shira is different. Shira, whose purpose is, in order to have strengthened Emunah, to become greater as a result, that was permitted. That was permitted. There is a medrash. It seems a rather bizarre medrash. But the medrash says that the opening word of the Shira is, of course, Oz. Oz Yashir Moshe. And the medrash says, go back all the way to Parashas Bereishis. And you will find the word Oz there as well. Because it says in the times of Enosh, Oz Huchal Likrei. They began to call out in Hashem. They recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, before it all began to unravel in the times of Enosh. And the Medrash says, the Oz of the Shira is Mesakein the Oz in the times of Enosh. What does that mean? In light of what we've explained, the Medrash is indeed magnificent. Because in the times of Enosh, they began to move away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Idol worship was introduced in the times of Enosh. Avram Avinu, as the Rambam describes, was the one who reinstated, as it were, monotheism, the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. But once again, it became unraveled. Halalu oivde avodah zarah, v'halalu oivde avodah zarah. Klal Yisrael themselves were oivde avodah zarah. Until when? Until Kriyas Yom Suf. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdoi. The enunciation, the singing of the Shira brought everything back to a full circle. The Oz brought us back to that very first Oz. The Oz, which was really the beginning of the end, the unraveling of Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tikkun is in this week's parasha. Oz Yashir Moshe. The circle is now complete. The Medrash is indeed magnificent. And if we come back, therefore, to the Mishnah Berurah that we began with. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you say Shiro every day, you have your sins forgiven. Why would that be? But we saw that the Medrash gave us a clue, because it says that if you sing Shiro, you become a Beria Chadosha. Why did you become a Beria Chadosha? According to Rav Aaron Kotler, it's Haflav Ofele. Because that is the purpose of Shiro. The purpose of Shiro is not merely to offer lip service, as it were, to offer thanksgiving and then go home. Merely to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not the purpose of Shiro. The purpose is a chizuk in emuna. As the Rosh Hashiva writes, unlike malachim who are oimdim, are static, they don't change, but we do. And we change by verbalizing, by enunciating, by stating clearly that recognition of emuna, that in fact strengthens one's emuna. And that's what it means that one becomes a Beria Chadosha. As I mentioned, Rav Olshin, a grandson of Rav Kotler, who quotes his grandfather's Chiddush, he quotes also this Medrash and he explains, that's what it means, you become a Beria Chadosha. In light of my grandfather's Yesod, he writes, it's Nifla B'Yosa. When one sings Shira, it's not merely to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to even offer thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, it is a Chizuk in Emunah. That is the whole purpose, as we mentioned in Sipi Yesias Mitzrayim. Hare Zeh Meshubach. Let's quote the words of the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch says that every Seder night, there is a mitzvah of Sipi Yesias Mitzrayim. Why do you have to verbalize it? Why can't you just read it? Says the Sefer Achinuch, even if you're sitting by yourself, as we know, you have to say the Manishtano. You have to ask the questions. You've got to answer the questions. Even if there's no one there, says the Chinuch. Chayev lohoitzi hadvarim befiv. You have to verbalize it with your mouth. Kedei sheyisoirer liboy bedavo. In order that his heart should be aroused. As Rashi tells us, oz yoshir moishe, oz olo beliboy. The purpose of the Shira was to move the heart, was to change the person. This is an altogether new look and profound look at the Shira. We talk about singing one's praise. That's not the purpose of this Shira. That was what the Malachim wanted to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's no place for that. Ma'isa Yodai Tovin Bayom. The purpose of the Shira was far more profound than merely singing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praise or offering thanks. Rather, as Rav Kotler writes, it was to change Klal Yisrael forevermore. L'doyrois, the Medrash that we began. V'yoyimru le'mor, they should say it l'doyrois. They should forever in every generation say the Shira. Because the effect that it had on Klal Yisrael then, says the Mishnah Berurah, can be repeated all over again every single day of our lives. And if we say Shira, we too can be zeicha to mechilas avoinos. How so? Beria Chadosha. So perhaps we should just say in conclusion that of course, Rosh v'Rishayim, saying the Shira, one is supposed to be mitzvoine, merely to utter the words and then wait patiently for the chazan. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. If one is misvoinen in the words, such that it brings about a chizuk in emuna, that's the tachlis. But perhaps also we would be allowed to add that while singing the shira, we should be singing our own shira and be recognized in the nisim and the niflois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us as well. V'choil ha'chaim yoiducha selo. Not just all of mankind, but in all situations. V'choil ha'chaim, all of life. One can always count one's blessings and see the light amidst the darkness. And that's what brings us a chizuk and emunah. Not just seeing it or being aware of it, but by verbalizing it and enunciating it. And maybe all of that is included in this phenomenal Zoya that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That if you say Shira b'simcha, even at times of difficulty, when a person perhaps is struggling, but one is misbeinin in the chesed, one is misbeinin in the yeshuas, one is misbeinin in the nisim, v'al nisecha shebechol yoyim imanu, that indeed makes us a beria chadosha, reborn again. That changes the rest of the course of our day, and be'ezus Hashem, the rest of the course of our life. And that's what brings us the mechilas avoinis. So we should all attempt to be mitzhazik in this, and we too will be zeicha to the fulfillment of these words. Kol ha'oyim ha'shira, if you say it b'simcha, you become a beria chadosha, and that way you are zeicha to mechilas avoinis. I wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Gaya.
All of it. Maybe we should keep the share on Zoom. I think we have a trouble with the crowd.
Amen.
Sure. You have to offer the Zoom option all the time.
Okay. I'm happy. Whatever the crowd decide to do, I'll go along with you.
No masks.
No masks from Zoom. But you have to be muted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on,
we. All the best.
We'll be happy.